Jason Witten saw you working on a cornerback as advertised. Is there a point where you'll know your landing spot in this portion of the season?
I'm just leaving that up to the coaches, you know, whatever I'm asked to do. Right now, I'm learning the corner. And for me, just getting here yesterday, being the first OTA, I'm just trying to learn as much as possible. So just trying to pay attention in the meeting room, ask the other guys, Joe and JT and Burley and Calhoun, all those guys, asking them questions, picking up the defense and trying to go out there and just do my part to help this team.
Do you have any experience at free safety?
I played it before in the past, not in the NFL, but in college I played some free safety. And just from a knowledge standpoint, I guess after a good amount of years, you start to just pick up kind of the secondary, what you're trying to execute, what each defense is defending against, what are the weak spots and all of that. So just trying to get a wide range of just knowledge of the entire scheme.
If they were going to ask you to make that move, would you need to know before, like, training camp so you'd have – that kind of extra time?
Being a professional is knowing it exactly when they ask you. So for me right now, they're asking me to learn corner. So each day we come into practice, I make sure I know every single thing, that every defense that's going to be ran that day. If anything changes, I'll make sure I know whatever positions I'm asked to know.
It seems pretty unique for a player to sign with the team and not be 100% sure where he, you know, fits on the field.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you to the Browns, even though that might have been the situation?
Being 100% wanted. I think for me that was the most important thing. I just think that kind of goes to life. Whatever you're doing, when you want to be somewhere and someone wants you to be there, I think it makes for a great relationship. So coming down on my visit, getting a chance to meet Coach Jackson, already knowing Coach Williams, and then getting a chance to be around some of these guys in the locker room, seeing what's going on here, seeing how excited everybody is, that's kind of what drew me here. Position-wise, football, that's kind of what I do. So learning it, being able to go out there and play, that's the easy part of it. So just feeling wanted and being excited to be here.
So how often have you gone up against Kenny Britt?
Oh, man. We were 3 years at Rutgers together and then 5 years in Tennessee. So me and him have had our fair share of trash talking and battles on the field. He does a lot of holding, but we won't go down that road.
Kenny has mentioned that, you know, he was part of the recruiting party to get you to come to Cleveland. Just, what type of influence did he really have on your final?
Pretty big. And it's funny, when we both ended up in Tennessee, got drafted the same year, he was obviously a first-round pick, me being a sixth-round pick. And he called me when I got drafted and was like, when he got there, they asked him about me. And he said he was a big part of why I got there. And you fast forward 8 years later, here he is signed with Cleveland before me. And then I'm giving him a call on my visit, asking him about what's going on here. And here we are again, teammates, and our wives are friends. So it makes it easier transition for both of us.
What did he tell you on that call?
Oh, he was excited. I mean, when I came in and visited, I had lunch with him and a few of the other guys. And Kenny Britt is Kenny Britt. If you got a chance to meet him, a big smile on his face, loudest guy in the room. So he just was going off about how good the food was at the facility and just about the people here. I think he loved it. And for him, getting around everybody that's here, and Kenny has amazing energy, I think. And I think he felt the same being given back to him from the coaches and the players alike.
Jason, a few weeks there, it looked like there might be a chance of rejoining your brother or joining him for the first time in the NFL. Was there any mild sense of disappointment that didn't come?
Nah, I think being in the NFL alone is enough of an experience that I don't think there can be really any disappointment that goes along with it. Maybe mom was most disappointed, but I told her I'm closer to home now, so the flight's a lot shorter for her.
What do you like about Greg Williams? You've obviously, you played with him, you know him. He's a new face here in mm-hmm. Cleveland. What is it about him that you like, and how he is able to get the most out of the guys that do play for him?
Man, how consistent he is. For me as a player, the thing you love about a coach is a guy that's going to come in and be the same exact way every day. And the energy that Coach Greg Williams brings, he's 1,000% every day. You guys probably have heard him out there yelling and going off. And as a player, he's an in-your-face type coach, but he's in everybody's face every single day. So as a player, you know exactly what you're going to get from him, and you know what to expect, and and you know what's expected of you. So as a player, that's the type of situation you want to go into. He's going to play the best guys, and he's going to demand a high level of performance from you. So as a player, that's what you play this game for.
If you did wind up at free safety, why would you be a good fit there? What about your skills would make you be able to play that position?
I just think my experience in the league, you know, being able to pick up the defense, I think from a leader standpoint, being able to communicate to the guys in front of me. And I think probably more importantly than what I think would be whatever the coaches think as far as talents and abilities.
Hey, Jason, being a captain in Tennessee and coming here to a really young team, I mean, do you kind of look to take a leadership role here, or do you have to wait a little bit? How do you look?
For me right now, it's just kind of listening and learning. I think the worst thing you can do as a player is think you're going to show up somewhere and just start barking and telling guys what to do. So to be honest, I'm trying to learn from the guys around me, old, young, whatever it might be, just trying to pick their brains and kind of figure out the Cleveland Brown way. And then I think from that standpoint, you try to lead by example when you first get here, of just being a pro, getting in early, doing the extra things to try to succeed.
You know what a quality team looks like and an athletic team looks like. I know you're early here and just assessing the guys. What kind of potential do you see out there?
Man, I've never been given that much credit after playing 8 years and some 2-14 seasons, 3-13 seasons. But I think at this standpoint, what you love is guys being out there competing, and then the camaraderie built around that everybody has going on that field. Between the offense and defense, we're going at it throughout these first two practices. And then when we come in that locker room, everybody's one unit. And I think right now that's a big thing that goes on. A lot of times people ask what's the significance of OTAs and off-season workouts, and to me, I think it's to build that bond. As you go throughout the season, there's going to be ups and downs, and I think the camaraderie that you build and the relationships you build with not only the guys in your position group but just the guys on this team, I think is what carries you through. So to me, just being here the past few days, that's been a big thing of just seeing guys come together and how much guys care for one another.
Is it a strange feeling being with a team other than Tennessee? I mean, you know what I mean? You say you're trying to learn the Cleveland Brown way, wearing different colors.
Yeah.
Is it weird?
It's different. You know, I was fortunate enough to spend 8 years at one spot in one organization, and now it's a little bit different. And I think for me, after so many years, it's exciting. It's a new journey. You've been in one place now. You're trying to learn the highway, figure out where you want to go. That's good to eat. Obviously, Cleveland has a basketball team here that's pretty good, so that's exciting. And I'm hoping my wife finds an apartment so I don't really have to deal with getting questions from that standpoint. So I'm excited about what's upcoming and what this journey is going to hold for me.
What about Jamie Collins and the role he played? Obviously, having played with your brother in New England, mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about the influence he had on you coming.
Oh, that's funny. As soon as I was starting to get interest in Cleveland, I had talked to my brother and asked him, what did Jamie think of it? And he said he loves it. He said since the day he got here, he's loved everything about it. So I think from that standpoint, me obviously not knowing Jamie personally, but obviously watching film on him and knowing what he can do on the field, and then trusting my brother with everything, and for him to get that perspective from him, especially coming from a team like New England and then coming here where from the outside, a lot of people don't know what's going on, and for him to speak so highly of it, I think that also played a part in me knowing this was the right place for me.
What's your very early read on what this secondary could be like, the other guys back there?
I'm excited. You know, as an older guy, you come in and it's a bunch of younger guys and you don't really know who's who you're trying to figure out. And then you go out there to practice and you start to see guys fly around. You start to see the talent in the secondary. And for me, exciting to get a chance to play with a guy like Jabril Peppers. He's from the same area I'm from. He picked the wrong high school and college. Went to some of my rivals. He should have stayed home at Rutgers, but we won't go there. But just to be around those guys, man, I'm excited. Obviously, a guy like Joe Hayden, I played against year after year, and you see how talented he is. And a guy like Jamar Taylor, who had a really good season last year, got a chance to watch him. I think the sky's the limit. And like I said earlier, this time that we have right now, guys coming together and getting a chance to know each other a little bit better is going to be big for what this season upholds for us.
You mentioned earlier you were on some 2-14 teams a lot. I mean, were you a little surprised that you were hearing that, you know, Jamie Collins liked to hear Kenny Britt was excited to be here? Were you a little surprised at the excitement that you were getting from guys?
No, not really, because I guess for me, being on those teams, you kind of know what goes inside the locker room sometimes, and it can either be either or. You know, a few years ago, we went 2-14, and our team was shaking. I mean, there was kind of half and half, and it really wasn't a team that was together. And then the next year, we changed coaches right in the middle of the season and finished 3-13, but you knew that the people in place were the right people and had a good grasp on everything, and we come back and win 9 games the next year. So I think you kind of get a feel for sometimes the locker room is a bad team because guys don't get along or don't like coaches, whatever the reason may be, and sometimes it's just growing pains. The team is improving, but maybe they're missing a piece here that's crucial or a piece there that's crucial. So I think it can be a different vibe in every locker room.
You may be hoping you can be one of those pieces or that piece.
Without a doubt. So whether that's a big piece, small piece, whatever it is, I'm happy to be here and try to just be one of the pieces to the puzzle to help get this team going in the right direction.
You mentioned Kenny's energy, but I haven't talked to him personally yet. What's he like? What's his personality like? What's he going to add? Bring to this organization?
Oh, man, obviously beyond his talent, he's a guy that has tremendous amount of confidence. And I think for your older guy, receiver in that room with a bunch of young receivers, you get a guy like that that's coming out, that's trash talking, a tough guy, go across the middle, catch a pass, get up and spike it and talk trash to you after a big hit. I think everybody feeds off that type of energy. So he's kind of a tone setter. He'll go out there, even days he's not practicing, he's on the sideline screaming, talking trash. And I think that can kind of set the tempo for a room.
When you were with Greg before, he wasn't the coordinator. So, I mean, was there a lot of his scheme in what you guys were doing, or is this there's some new stuff?
It's a lot of new stuff. So okay. I'm still learning. I think I guess throughout the years, usually during OTA periods for me, when you know the entire defense, you're practicing, but you're not having to study as much, and that's kind of been nice for me, a change up, having to really get in that playbook every night and study it, because there are a lot of differences from when he was in Tennessee, because like you said, we kind of had two guys in charge, and Jerry Gray was the guy who had more control over the defense. So now I'm kind of really getting a taste of a true Greg Williams defense.